Hello, I'm Neil Pringle from BBC Sussex, and I've been working with children from Upper Beeding Primary School on a special radio project. I've been sharing some of the secrets of how to make a radio programme, and they've been showing me just how to do it. They've had a go at the news.
In the national news, plastic straws and cotton buds could be banned in England as part of the government's bid to cut plastic waste.
We may not be able to eradicate it completely, but we can certainly make a massive impact.
They've had a go at the travel.
The M27 is delayed due to roadworks. There's also congestion on the A21 heading west.
And they've tried out the all-important weather.
Today will be sunny and very warm with only gentle winds. However, some coastal fringes will have a refreshing sea breeze and the chance of some mist locally.
They've reviewed the papers.
Now a look at the papers and news websites, and there's no sign of the Windrush controversy abating.
Looked at the main stories.
And if Amber Rudd doesn't get a grip, she could undermine the whole Brexit process.
And practice their interview technique too.
So Bobby, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had Weetabix.
Delicious.
And now let's hear how they get on as they bring you their very first radio programme.
You are listening to the Upper Beeding Primary School Arts Programme on BBC Sussex. Here, the children of Upper Beeding will be sharing their thoughts and ideas on what they like about the arts and why drama, music, creative writing and art is so important to children at school today. We hope you enjoy it.
Upper Beeding, Upper Beeding.
Good morning, I'm Nova Redman on BBC Sussex. Creative writing is one of the five segments of the arts.
So far this year in Year 5-6 we have been looking at poetry, newspaper reports and diary entries.
Later on we'll have a guest, Miss PB, Head of Creative Writing in our school.
Nova, what do you think about the creative writing in the school?
Last term, Miss PB, our Head of English, formed a writing group with some of the children in Year 5-6 who had a love for writing. So we held a competition, so I think we do plenty of creative writing.
Today we have a little competition for Miss PB, who'll be coming in shortly.
Here I have three bags full of slips of paper. One bag is full of settings, one full of characters, and another full of dreams and wishes.
I will have to pick one piece of paper from each bag and read it out aloud. First, a setting. Ooh, here I have a dead-end street. This is going to be an interesting story indeed.
Now you need to pick a character.
I've got a depressed smartphone that no one uses. Wow. And finally, your device's dreams and wishes.
Looks like we're heading for an interesting ending, huh?
Okay then, Miss PB is done with her story. Here she is to read it.
Alright then, here we go. The wind was blowing in the streets of the city. On the curb of a dead-end alley, an old smartphone lies, forgotten. Its memory is empty, its charge full. All it wants is to fill its memory with photos of happy people.
I sense a turn coming.
Cars drove by the street, splashing up puddles and dirt. None stopped. An old weathered door opened the door of an abandoned house. Four boys crept out, looking about and talking in hushed, excited voices. A boy stooped and picked up the old phone. With a frown, he turned it on. Hey guys, I found an old phone. It works too. Want to take a picture together? Flash, snap. The children posed for the camera and laughed as the no longer lonely phone processed its first happy memory.
Thank you, Miss PB. What a wonderful story you've just told us. Now I'd like to hand over to Alice and Martha so they can talk about their drama and arts. That's all from me and Josh. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Martha on BBC Sussex.
And I'm Alice.
In this section of our programme, Alice and I will be talking about drama and art and what we enjoy doing in those subjects.
I love drama and art, and to have this in our curriculum is enjoyable and will help make my dreams of becoming an actress come true. To help describe what it is like in our school, we have here...
Mr. Bull!
Yeah.
excited about staging and choreographing the summer production?
Yeah, really excited, really looking forward to it. It's going to be great. We're doing What a Night by Craig Dawes, and so far all the cast have been really, really on board. The rehearsals have been going great, and I think it's going to be a really good show.
So Madison, what's your character like?
My character is a very sassy princess, the daughter of King Arthur.
What's the play about?
It's about an evil villain and a main character who wants to be a knight, and in the end his dream comes true.
Are you enjoying rehearsals so far?
Yes, I am enjoying rehearsals. I can't wait to perform it.
Do you think Mr. Moore's doing well in the production?
Yes, I think he's done very well. He would be a great drama teacher.
Why did you step up to take Mrs. Welby's place in the production?
Originally, it was actually Mrs. Linford's decision, and she said, "Mr. Moore, you've got a background in drama. Why don't you have a go at doing the summer production? I know Mrs. Welby's been doing it with Mr. Hughes now for a few years," and so I thought, you know what, I'll give this a pop.
What inspired you to do drama A-level?
I've always loved drama. It's in my family. It's in my blood. My dad was a drama teacher, and I've just always been drama mad since I was little, so it made sense to do something I enjoyed so much for A-level.
What plays have you acted in?
I've been in quite a few plays here and there, but the most famous one that you'll probably know is I played the Artful Dodger in Oliver Twist when I was about 10 or 11, and that's still probably my proudest achievement.
Consider yourself at home.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, for answering our questions.
I've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along.
But the real question is, what is drama?
I know. Drama is all about learning and performing in different ways. It helps children who aren't very strong in reading learn it by listening to the actors and what they are saying.
Here are some of the things that we do in our school to do with drama.
We do a summer production for Year 5 and 6, a school Christmas play and a harvest festival for Year 3 and 4.
We also do a bit of drama in our English lessons, such as hot seating, role play and much more.
Now we are going to move on to art and what it really is.
Art is all about expressing your feelings in different ways, such as paintings and sketching.
You can express your feelings using canvas or paper.
Art is one of the main subjects in our curriculum, and it is one of the most appreciated subjects too.
We both really enjoy drama and art, and we hope you enjoy it too.
Thank you for listening to our piece, and we are now going to pass on to Hannah and Gabrielle and their piece about music.
Goodbye!
Good morning, I'm Hannah and this is our section in the radio show. Gabrielle and I will be talking about music and different events that the school take part in.
Hi everyone, I'm here at Chichester Cathedral where many schools are meeting to sing songs from around the world.
I wonder if we could get a word in with one of the music teachers.
Well, that can certainly be sorted. Here, look who I found.
Mrs. Welby, I wonder if you could tell me what inspired you to become a music teacher.
Well, funny enough, my love of music came about when I was a teenager. Bizarrely, most people say a famous musician or particular music, but mine was a TV programme called Fame. And there was a cellist on there and she was performing in some big concert at the end, which I absolutely loved. And from that moment, that's when I learned, I really desperately wanted to learn to play the cello. So learned to play the cello, sort of had piano going at the same time. And then my love of music grew from there. So I did O-level, went on to A-level, did a degree in music. I conducted a little church choir of children. And then went to teaching and then obviously started doing all the shows and all the other wonderful events that we have here.
Give a little, 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 give
event that you have attended with the school so far in your career?
There are so many. Probably my highlights. Love going to the O2 because it's such a special day. It's a long day, but I feel like one of the children when I'm there. Just sing away. It's brilliant. Amazing atmosphere. And probably I really enjoy going to Christ Hospital, actually. That's a really good event. Being conducted by David Lawrence again, who conducts the O2 concerts. Other highlights, love getting involved in the summer production. So many to choose from, but I'd say that they were highlights.
What's your favourite aspect of your job as a music teacher?
Oh, that's really difficult. I love teaching children all about music, and hopefully my passion of music comes through in our music lessons. Mm-hmm. Learning about composers, listening to different types of music and music that children wouldn't necessarily listen to at home, to try and broaden their knowledge, if you like, of music. Yeah, I think that probably says it all.
Thanks, Miss Welby. We're really grateful.
Thank you.
Lovely. I really enjoyed singing in that choir. What about you, Gabrielle?
It was a very exciting and fun experience.
Yeah. But it all had to come to an end. So here we are now, back at Upper Beeding, with nothing to do.
I think I feel an interview coming on.
Well, I do know a certain someone who might be willing to talk to us.
Who?
A very talented person whose fingers work magic.
Just tell me!
My cello teacher. Look, he's here now.
Hello.
What inspired you to teach the cello?
My inspiration mainly is my love of classical music, and that's what I'm aiming to share amongst all my students.
How old were you when you started to learn it?
So when I started to learn cello, I was actually living in Hungary back then, and I was 6 years old at the time when I started learning the cello. And before that, I was also part of choirs for 3 years as well. And my choir teacher was also a cello teacher, so she got me to choose cello as my first instrument.
What's your favourite piece of classical music?
That's a really good question. My favourite piece of classical music is actually by Gustav Mahler, and it's his Adagietto from his Fifth Symphony. And it's a beautiful, beautiful slow movement. Really relaxing, so I recommend it to anyone.
I'll have to look it up then.
Good idea, Anna.
Bye, and thanks for listening to our section of the radio show.
And now we must bring this to a close and hand over to Lara and Poppy with information on the O2.
Bye, thanks for listening to our section.
Hello, I'm Poppy Johnson and this is our part of the radio show. We will be talking about Young Voices Concert at the O2, London.
On the 31st of January 2018, 61 children from Upper Beeding Primary School went to join 7,800 other children to form a massive concert powered by Young Voices. The theme this year was togetherness.
Sung lots of songs from around the world, including Africa and Jambo Buana. I am a keen singer myself, so this is a massive opportunity and really an enjoyable day.
We thought we'd ask some students what they thought of their experience.
I really liked the O2, it was really fun. I want to give a massive shout out to Miss Welby because it was all her, she taught us all the songs. So yeah, thanks Miss Welby.
What was your favourite song? the pop medley because it was the songs were really good.
What was your highlight of the O2?
It was probably when we were singing You're in the Band, as when we were singing it, there were multicoloured lights everywhere. As they went all over the place, me and friends just looked at each other with happy faces.
I like the dance moves because it really awakened the singing, because just standing there was a bit boring. You're actually having more fun.
So why did you choose to go to the O2?
Because I like singing and I enjoy the experience.
Thank you.
As you can probably tell, we all enjoyed this experience greatly and are very lucky to be able to do this.
Thank you for everyone for making this experience happen, and we're all very grateful.
Thank you for listening to our radio show. Have a lovely day.
Thank you for listening to Upper Beeding Primary School Arts Programme on BBC Radio Sussex. You've been listening to Lara,
Poppy,
Hannah,
Martha,
Nova,
Josh,
Gabrielle,
and Alice.
Goodbye!